Welcome to Tonight in Mobile.
Hey, gang, you're rolling with rockin' Ricky Rialto, the voice of Kingston Falls, USA.
It's Tonight in Mobile.
Got my money?
Oh, yeah, I don't have it, sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. Where's my money, man?
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Engaging the people, the city, and all Port City Patriots.
There's a spot. Signal this to all decks. All weapons to full power.
All weapons to full power.
You were born a boy, you stay a boy. You were born a girl, you stay a girl.
Yes, baby! Yes, baby!
It's Tonight in Mobile with John Young.
I love this so much!
I know you do.
It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
Tonight in Mobile, presented by Neudrolyx, with in-studio guests and your calls and texts. Tonight in Mobile with John Young on FM Talk 106.5.
Good evening, Mobile. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, sponsored by Neudrolyx. I am your host, Mr. Mobile, also known as Chocolate Thunder. Boom. Tonight is Monday, June 30th, 2025, the last day of this month. The text line is 251-343-0106, but I have to give some shout-outs first. Good night to Cairo, Kyrie, Tatum, and Ariel. Good night, kids. It's time to go to bed. I want to welcome back to the force Jeff Bodie. You are back where you belong. I want to say congratulations to the MP Motors, New Delphi Hollis, and Joshua No Love Hart. They participated in the International Games in Birmingham, where they competed against hundreds of motor teams from around the world. And New Delphi took first and second place in a competition, and Joshua No Love took second place. These are Mobile cops, and we should congratulate them. But Ryan Rhino Blakely trained them. He learned from none other than Lieutenant McMillan. So a big shout out to those guys for going and representing. Bro Young, my brother, gave his initial message to his congregation at the Kingdom Hall on Sunday also. He is moving up in the organization. I'm proud of him. I'm proud to call him my brother. And I guess I'll have to buy him some beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, whatever you want, Bro Young. You name it! Happy birthday to Mikey Barnett. We celebrated his daughter's birthday last week. Mikey Barnett, Nita Dewitt, who's a mother of my good friend Randall Dewitt, Baker Garside, who was the daughter of one of my good friends, Glenn Garside, and Miss Baker, who is K3's wife. Also, Betty Crenshaw, who's the mother of one of my good friends, Kirk Crenshaw. She turned 90 this year on her past birthday. And Carolyn Pierce, who's the mother of my friend, longtime friend from Pritchard Days, Chad Pierce. And I want to ask everyone to say a prayer for Bart Duffy that he gets well soon. On a more somber note, I want to say rest in peace to Derwin Martin, who worked with me at the PD, and Floyd Dobbs. We grew up together. Just remember Floyd. He always was that spoiled kid in the neighborhood. He had the moped at 14 and had a car, but a fine fellow, and we in Hillsdale and the Terrace are going to miss him. Now, the most important birthday I want to bring attention to is the United States birthday, July 4th. This is Friday. And this is the greatest nation in the world. I am proud to be American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you, Paul and Todd, and defend her still today. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I say that not tongue in cheek, but in all sincerity. I have been raised in America. I'm proud to be an American. And as we celebrate our 4th of July, tonight's topic goes hand in hand with that. But I want to say this. Men United Against Violence on July 12th at 5 p.m. We're going to meet at the intersections of Canal Street and Rickerby Street. And we are going to canvass the neighborhood. We're going to walk through and just talk to as many people as we can and spread our message of family, education, employment, and discipline. Susan, again, those guys at Lamar, they've done a great job there. They're going to have a billboard up on the 28th of this month. but we will emphasize the importance. And listen, everybody, we're not a one-stop shop. We don't have all the answers, but we're trying to plant seeds in these communities that will lead to better decision-making and better outcomes, better family environments. We're not the only show on our earth. I attended a meeting today at Strickland Youth Center with Judge Naaman and Eddie Irby from the his organization is the Buffalo Soldiers, and they talked about a program they're trying to implement. And I learned about three or four others from the people that were there, Chief Batiste and Ms. E. We're not the only show on earth, but we're just trying to find our niche and how to make things better. And that takes all of us doing what we can. So July 12th at 5 p.m., meet us at the intersection of Canal Street and Rickerby Street. And we want as many men there as possible. No ball caps, no T-shirts. You must wear collared shirts, comfortable shoes. And we want to show these, anyone we talk to, we want to show them what sophisticated, mature Port City Patriot men look like. We don't care who you vote for. We don't care who your favorite football team is. Just show up. Just come out and help us plant some seeds. Now, let's get down to it. Tonight's theme is, let's talk about it. Who do you love? And it comes from Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and man. And that's what we have so much now in our society. We have people loyal to so many of us in America, the greatest country ever, are loyal to people and not loyal to principles. We've made an entire industry off victimstry. And victimstry is a word I created. It is a noun, and it's described as a distinct group or product for profit-making enterprises based on convincing persons or groups that their problems are caused by someone else, therefore alleviating said persons or groups of responsibility for their own failures. That's what we've done in this country. And I'm only going to describe behaviors. I'll leave it up to you guys to determine who I'm talking about. I'm only going to talk about what they are doing. They cannot be criticized. When you find yourself in the victimstry product or the idolatry product, the extreme admiration, love, or reverence for something or someone, you are perpetuating this. All too often, if you say something critical or disagree with what someone says, you could easily be marginalized. You could easily be what, I don't like the word canceled, Philip, but I'll use it because it's common. But you can easily be canceled. People have lost their jobs for criticizing something or speaking out against what they care about. And, you know, to an extent, I'm no different. I have said a lot of bold things. I've not been canceled. Fortunately, I still have a job. But I still have to be careful what I say and who I criticize. But once a person or an organization or a theme or an idea cannot be criticized or questioned, now we're moving into idolatry. And having conversations with my buddies, when I name these things and I ask, well, who am I describing? They all said something different. Some described a person, some described a group. But we all dislike the same things, Philip. We all want to be able to ask questions and criticize people. They also they have political influence. They intimidate people so much that even the politicians, our elected officials and representatives, won't criticize them.
Losing the right to debate.
Right, and we don't have to agree. I had lunch with some of my good buddies at the Dewdrop, me and Heath and Glenn and Joe. And I told them, I will always agree with you against anyone I don't know. They won't see. I'll argue with you, but no one else is going to argue with us. You're my friend. But these groups, these sycophants, these are sycophants are people who seek favor by flattering people of wealth or influence. They're parasites. And we have these fanboys who ride another man's jock because they want favor with them. And so they are willing to cast aside their manhood for political influence, and they will never question what that person or that group says. And that's not the America that's celebrating the 4th of July. That's something foreign. We've reached a point now in our society that I am no longer able to say, the bigger the back, the longer the butt crack. because I might offend somebody. And you know they shouldn't wear those clothes, Philip, but I had to get it in. Chuck D said, Jay, well, I don't say they're going to get you, but I tried, Chuck, and it came out anyway. But we're going into a break. When we come back, I have about 8 more ways for you to know that you are either a sycophant or that you are idolizing a person or a group. Let's talk about it. Who do you love? Do you love truth or do you love a person? We'll be right back in 2 minutes, 2 seconds.
If I eat a little kid, sticks his finger in my plate, I'll be signing autographs for 3 months.
Welcome back, Port City Patriots. You are here with me, Mr. Mobile, on Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, sponsored by Neudrolics. Our text line is 251-343-0106. We'd love to hear from you, right, Philip?
Yes.
But while talking about Neudrolics, I have to say that Richard Slaughter started Neudrolics 50 years ago. They're celebrating their 50th year anniversary, and I've never bought hose from them. But the CEO, Bob Slaughter, is my friend. He sponsors my show. Noah and Big M are moving into the business, learning it. Wade Davis is doing a great job over there. And I have to talk about them for two reasons. They sponsor my show, but I believe in them. It's a fantastic family. Darlene holds everything together. Hunter Mento's out at the ranch. And Neudrolics is a family. Anna's been there, I think, 40 of the 50 years they've been open, maybe all of them. And then Street Jesus and I went to high school together. So I have to give them a shout out, because not only are they sponsoring me, but they are friends. And I also have to talk about my friend Craig Jennings' group, Youth Reach Gulf Coast. It's a Christ-centered residential home for young men ages 18 to 22. It's located in Somerdale, Alabama, on an 81-acre campus. They offer a year-long minimum full-service opportunity at no cost. Young men between the ages of 18 and 22 and staff and families live together, work together, enjoy life together. The community provides a healthy and stable environment for residents to know hope, be restored, and to belong. It is voluntary, but YRGC does work with the court system to get young men back on their feet again. If you're interested, please visit the website at yrgc.org. And my good buddy Craig Jennings did not have to be a sponsor for this show, but he believes in our message. He's on our board of directors at Men United Against Violence. And if you're listening, let me know when the condo is available. 80s Wholesale Jewelry and Pawn at 266 East I-65 Service Road North. Their phone number is 251-479-4653, which is gold. You know, Ed Gillespie, Sandra Gillespie, and Braxton Gillespie have taken me into them. I've been buying TVs, firearms, electronics, some jewelry, power tools. I buy everything from them but hair. And they do everything there but babysit. They'll cash a check, ask for JJ. He loves hugs. Dean, Carson, Emma, Juanita, Becky, and Dolly, they are a long-standing family tradition at Eddie's Pawn Shop in Mobile on Spring Hill Avenue. I'm grateful to have them as my friends and also a sponsor. Isaiah 5 at verse 20 says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Some of us are sticking up for people that we would, whose behavior is contrary to what we agree with. If someone else did and said what the person you love did and said, you would have a fit. If you were lied to perpetually by someone, you would call them a liar until it's someone you like. Who do you love? Do you love the truth? Do you love good or do you love evil? Lies, Philip, are just universal. It's wrong. Stealing is wrong.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who does it. It should only matter that it's wrong and apply that same standard to everyone. And what we've reached in society is it's not what is done. It depends who does it. We are willing to make excuses for anyone we like or get along with. We're willing to tolerate their indiscretions and their lies and their vitriol and their poor language and Lizzo wearing a thong. We'll put up with anything that we agree with the person who's saying it. So we all dislike the same thing, Philip. It's just that who's saying it? They're ashamed of nothing. These people or these organizations aren't ashamed. They will lie to you to your face and aren't ashamed of it. And they don't mind you calling them out because they know they have the power to embarrass or belittle. They're offended by everything. If you say anything contrary to their behavior or their opinion, you're automatically being called a name. They assign something to you. Hate speech. You're this ism or you're that ism. They want to make you apologize and humble you publicly. They want to belittle you. And I don't believe that's right, Port City Patriots. I think we should have a standard of right and wrong and hold everyone to it. But we've gotten to this point, we've become so secularized that we no longer look at each other. Well, Philip and I look at each other as Philip and Mr. Mobile. He hasn't called me Chocolate Thunder yet, but the night's still early.
Chocolate Thunder.
Boom! but Port City Patriots, they have us arguing with people we know about someone we don't know. There are people who get involved in online topics on the MySpace and other anti-social media platforms and argue with people they've never seen before, threaten them, call them names about people they've never seen before. I could not imagine not. I lost a friend, a very good friend, a dear friend that I came up with over my opinion. So I'm not speaking from only a theory. I'm speaking from what I've experienced, Philip. I did an interview with 1819 News. I said some harsh things that my friend disagreed with. And we fell out and haven't talked in 2 years. And when I talk about this friend, I mean, this is the guy that I still had hair and we were both poor and didn't know that love was just a big misunderstanding between two fools. We were still naive enough to believe in it. Just kidding. But I felt that because we disagree on something, and if I ever get to the point, Philip, that you and I disagree on something, before we raise our voices, let's not talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't do that anymore because we cheer for things and people like it's a football game, not realizing that the long-term effects of whatever we're promoting, it has on everyone. We share Bel Air Mall. We share Spring Hill Avenue. We share Mobile and Alabama. We share the Southeast. This is our nation. You know, and if we continue trying to play this game of do as I say, not as I do, like we're some Jack Lutt, Jerry Curl, gold ring, gold chain, Cadillac driving preacher, what will we be left with? Where will we go once we burn all this down? You know, you can talk about the failures or the shortcomings of American past, and that's called history. But couldn't we celebrate what we've accomplished? Growing up, Miss Leek, my third grade teacher, we would say the pledge, the Lord's Prayer, and then we'd sing God Bless America. From the mountains to the prairies to the seas white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home.
Yes.
I'll always remember that because she thought she could sing, and she could not. But the things we share in common are what we should focus on: family, education, employment, and discipline. And if anyone disagrees with those, then we just cast them aside. We don't have to argue with them. Another characteristic of these idols that we have is they blame others for their failure and claim all for success. If they don't get it right, it's because there wasn't enough of this, or give me more of that, or it was someone else's fault, but when it comes out correct, I am so brilliant. Look, I told you it'd work. We've all had buddies like that, and we hated them. You've seen the guy at the end of the bar, that bloviating loud, oh, I got a Porsche, and I got a limousine, and all this kind of stuff, you know, and he's in the can. Yeah. You guys dig what I'm saying, Ernesto? And so what I'm saying is, why don't we hold everyone to the same standard? You don't want to hang out with someone who doesn't, if he knocks over a beer, he blames it on the waitress. No. Can I say beer on the air? Okay. Just making sure. You know.
Beer, wine.
Right. But
gin,
we.
Gin, vodka.
You got some? Well, but we have to get back to just having a single standard for everyone. But we don't. We dislike everything I'm naming or characteristics all of us should dislike, regardless of where it comes from. And listen. I can say something about someone and still like you. I can say Chris has not cooked crawfish this year, but I still love him.
Yes.
But the truth is, I'm mad at him for not cooking crawfish. I'm fiending for crawfish. I want to pinch some tails and suck some heads. But I still love him.
Yes.
I've had disagreements with my brothers. And mentioning that, when we're going to a break, I've gotten the two fingers from Philly. We're coming up on a break, so I don't want to get too deep into the next things. But when they decided, when Bob decided that he wanted to sponsor my radio show, Sean said, "JY, we're going to make it right. We don't want Johnny Young. We don't want Michael Young. We don't want Marcus Young or Alicia Young. We want JY, the living legend." And so here we are. I can't help that I'm custom made. I can't help that I look good and smell good and dance all night long. But we're going to our break, and I'll be right back. And I'm going to get Philip to hold a B-boy stance. We'll be right back. 2 minutes, 2 seconds. We still have some more stuff to go over. And listen, I always like adding humor to make sure you're paying attention, even when we're talking about a serious topic. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, but we'll be right back. 243-0106. Welcome back to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I've received some text on my personal phone. Philip, have we received any? Thank you, Gerald Ripple. Don't forget about me when you go to your ranch.
Just the same two we had earlier.
Okay, and thank you. Hey, Bob Slaughter is listening. Thank you. So is Braxton Gillespie. Man, you guys are great. I was talking off air with Philip about a couple of incidents. When I used to travel all the time, vacation, I would buy a T-shirt from whatever city I was in. And it could be... this one incident, I had a mock Chicago Cubs jersey, and I put it on. That's when I was in shape and my arms were big, you know, both arms chunky, sleeves on chill, and I was walking through, minding my own business. If anyone knows Mr. Mobile Philip, he minds his own business. And some guy says, "Oh, ho, ho, you guys haven't won a World Series ever." And I, "What are you talking about, dude? I forgot I was wearing this shirt, dude. Ho, ho, ho. The Cubs." I said, "What about the Cubs? Were you wearing that shirt?" I said, "Dude, it's a shirt. I can't come outside naked." Although many women in Mobile would prefer I came outside naked then. But that's just what we're dealing with now. You know, the whole rivalry, constant, perpetually, that if I wear a shirt, then suddenly it means I am that. I never was. I was a Penn State fan. I am a Penn State fan. And when that whole episode occurred several years ago with Sandusky and... you know, I found myself arguing with people I knew about people I did not know.
Yeah.
I personalized it and began trying to defend them. But Joe Paterno never helped me with my light bill. Joe Paterno never gave me soup when I was sick. I didn't know those people. So why was I arguing with people I know about people I don't know? That was a wake-up call. My good friend Dez, he was a Florida Gators fan. And I say was because we don't follow them like we used to with T-shirts and shot glasses and shoes and hats and underwear and breakfast cereals. But he found himself arguing and angry when the game was over. Why are we angry at people we know about people we don't know? And so that's how I put it in perspective of how we idolize. I stopped saying many years ago, my father's my idol. He's my role model. I should be more like him. But I don't idolize him. I don't hold him above. That's an unnecessary, silly way to hold anybody up, is to idolize them. We should never reach the point that anybody we know is above reproach or above questioning. And if anyone questions him, extreme admiration, love, or reverence for something or someone to the point that we feel like we have to personalize it. I do not like minivans. I just do not prefer minivans. But if you own a minivan and I need a ride, I will ride in a minivan.
Yes.
Don't remind me, JY, you said you don't like minivans, but I dislike walking more. So let's go. Another part of these idols that we hold on to is they lie to us, and they promote lies, and they embarrass us into standing for the truth. One thing about Men United Against Violence, me and John Ford, Action Man's Sean Sullivan, Mike Timms, we stand on truth. Pastor Wesley Davis, we stand on truth. He's helping organize the thing that we're doing on July 12th.
Yes.
We know that men have to become more active. Who can disagree with that? But what you will have is the counter argument that a woman don't need no man. and I'm the mama and the daddy, and kids can be raised by government. They cannot, they should not. Families need fathers. The other things these idols do is lie to us and tell us, you will surely not die. That's what these idols do to us. This is not bad. You should justify, oh, the reason you're doing this is because of them. It's not your fault. They made you do it. So we shouldn't tolerate it. We should have a single standard that we hold ourselves to and everyone. Listen, do not ever think that Mr. Mobile is speaking from a space or a place of infallibility. J.Y. has, the only reason I'm still alive is because God wanted me on this radio show. I have done everything I could do to ruin my life. I am not speaking down to or at anyone. But I'm only saying through my life experiences, this is the reality, that we have to take responsibility for ourselves and one another without trying to hold someone else. Don't ride another man's jock. Don't ride another organization's jock. Man United Against Violence isn't the only show on earth. We'll work with anybody that wants to put families back together and stop black kids from killing each other. We'll work with anybody that wants to see kids graduate. And we don't have, I don't care. Listen, I'm not sure how we reached this point. When I was having lunch the other day with my buddies, I asked each of them, how did we get here? And none of us could put our fingers on exactly when. We couldn't, but we know how. When the family broke down, when dads aren't in the home telling sons how to deal with conflict and deal with bad situations, they're going to arise. But now we're into this fourth and fifth generation of television and anti-social media raising children. They don't know how. So the lies on social media, people think a Google search proves their point. But if you type it in, you'll eventually find what you want to say. And these sycophants that have idols have a complicit media. Media is only going to run what everyone is hot at the time, what they want to see. They will ignore the truth. They will not push back on the liars. If we look at, oh, J.Y., you're in media now. Well, I'm different now. I'm here to tell the truth. I'm not saying that, you know, W.A.V.A., she isn't. But if you look at television, they have such wide views and opinions that which one is the truth? Well, there's probably one somewhere in the middle that you haven't heard of. But the media allows us to be lied to. The media that you watch is telling you the side or the view that you agree with. Try watching the other shows sometime. Don't let someone else tell you not to watch them. Don't let them tell you don't read this magazine or this book. Learn the other side. One thing I love being able to debate with my brother is they both of them have the ability to say what another perspective is. A lieutenant I had at work, Jim Wilson, could do that also. And just make you think differently. It's not about changing your mind. It's just consider this.
Yes.
And isn't that what we're supposed to do? Listen to understand and listen to learn instead of listening to counter, Philip?
Yeah, waiting to speak, in other words.
Waiting to speak. And that's what we have so much of now. Yeah, I know some people can drag out a question forever and just get to it. But we should listen to what the question is, what the statement is, so we can understand the perspective. I've tried so much. I work so hard at now just listening to people. When I was hanging out with Paul and the gang and Todd and Marie and the gang, I was asking questions and then just listening because I want to understand a perspective. My buddy Chip, we were working together. I ask a question and then I listen because maybe you're not going to change my mind on principles. Nothing's going to change it, but I can understand your thought on that principle. We no longer do that. Everything is a contest, and I think because we personalize it. We think because I say, I don't like this, you think, well, my mama is that. And then you automatically have to defend your mother, and you don't. Or I disagree with this, and you feel like, oh, that's something I believe in. He's attacking me. We personalize things.
Getting defensive.
Very defensive to shouting and sweating and loud. Excuse me. I'll say that. But I have to say that a few weeks ago, I said that the 82 Lakers are the greatest NBA basketball team of all times. And I stand by that. That's my opinion. But if anyone knows Coach Burks, he is very animated in his opinion that the 96 Bull team was. And Mang Thompson and I did it just to see how far he go. Man, he was pulling it up on the phone. Oh, they're the greatest 96 Bulls. What are you going to do about it? And that's different. You know, that's just fun. We'll say what we have to say and get it on. Bro Young, the 82 Lakers team, is the greatest team of all time. But that's not to the point that either one of us thought about screaming and yelling threats to each other or harming each other. It used to be a time you could go and sit and watch a sporting event and strike up a conversation with the guy next to you and exchange information. But I wouldn't dare talk about a sporting event now with a stranger. College football around here, if you just ask a simple question about how do you beat this team, they can't be beat. They can't be beat. But if they were to be beaten, how would you beat them? They can't be beat. But okay, never mind. But that goes with so many things. And Port City Patriots, if everyone notices, I've described characteristics and behavior. And all of you right now have an opinion about who or what I'm talking about. And I'll bet all of you, if you send in your text or your phone messages to 251-343-0106, they would not be the same. They would all be different because you all dislike these characteristics, but it's the person that says them or that exhibits them that bothers you the most. And I'm saying, if we lay all the nonsense aside, we will realize we're all in this together. We all care about the same thing. We all want the same thing. Family, education, employment, and discipline. And every once in a while, a cold beer and some crawfish. We'll be right back with our last segment of Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. We'll be right back. 2 minutes, 2 seconds. Thank you, guys. Back to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I'm down to my last 10 minutes. Time sure does fly. Another characteristic of what I'm talking about is they create blind loyalty to this cause. And that means that you cannot ever explain to them what is wrong or a different perspective of what you feel in this person or this organization. There have been several times I've asked questions about political organizations, social organizations, or people that are held up and held on to. And the answers are usually emotional or declarations that they don't know. And the last thing is that they're usually the fewest, but they are the most vocal and the most extreme. Meaning that they shout louder, they shout over you, talk over you. When you try to make a point, they won't let you get it out. And if they have to, they'll block you from saying anything, or they'll rally the troops to denounce you all at the same time loudly. These are characteristics, Port City Patriots. I've not named a person or an organization, but I've described a sycophant, idolatrous behavior. And that's why I ask, who do you love? You can't love good and evil. You cannot love bitter and sweet. And it is always either or. There are no gray areas. And we as patriots should stand on what is good and what is truth. My sister Alicia says feminism and this fake girl power, along with watered down men, Alicia, and putting the one true God out of our society, destroyed us. Don't judge us to these people means don't correct me. And no one should be above correction. No one should ever be above questioning. No one should ever be above listening. And that's what we've reached now. Everyone believes that what they know is all they need to know. And there's such a great world out there. I learned American history in my in school and at home. I do not believe in black history. I believe in American history. But the books we had at home were focused on black people. It is still American history. There was only one May 8th, 1971, and whoo, me and Marcus were born on that day. Goes down in infamy. But whatever happened then was not just black history. It's American history. So let's stop these hyphenated names for one another. You're an American or you're not. And I believe America should be for Americans. I do not believe in dual citizenship. I do not believe in coming to America and continuing being whatever you left. You come here, the great melting pot means you melted into an American. Flying foreign flags on our soil as a means to defend, go do that where you can't do that where you came from. You can't criticize government where you came from. That's why you came here. Show some appreciation by not being violent and ungrateful for the opportunities you have. You can be whatever you want here with family, education, employment, and discipline. So now I told you guys, I promised you I had a poem at the end of the month. And Chuck D told me not to do the poem about the bigger the back, the longer the butt crack. So I'm not. I'll listen to him. Although that's, you really want to read that one, Philip. But you really want to read that one. That is it. Whew, boy. I wrote that one sitting in Bel Air Mall. You know, I just had a lot of inspiration there. So here's the poem, the first one from Mr. Mobile on Tonight in Mobile. This is dedicated to Mobile, about Mobile, why I love Mobile. M is for magnolia. It is a fragrant tree. It is tall, big, and strong. It sounds a lot like me. O is for oak. They're up and down Government Street. You can hang hammocks on one or stand underneath to beat the heat. B is for bush. Azaleas are the most common around here. Because it's always so doggone hot, they bloom every day of the year. I is for itching. You do that when mosquitoes bite. Even cortisone gives no relief. You'll be itching all day and night. L is for leprechaun. The one in Crichton. The one in Crichton that was stuck up a tree. Like a cat 15 years later, we all have to still ask, where the gold at? E is for Eastern Shore. People work here and live over there. But baby, driving back and forth across the bay and causeway, for that, I really don't care. That is M-O-B-I-L. That's what it means to me. I love Mobile, Philip. I was born here, I raised here, and I'm going to die here. And ain't no missing, groping cracker, hawker, going to run me off of it. That's Blazing Saddles, right? Missing, groping cracker, hawker, going to run me off of it. Port City Patriots, tonight's topic was very plain. Who do you love? Who are you listening to? Are you listening to truth? Are you listening to what makes you feel good? Are you following someone out of this blind, idolatrous, sycophant behavior? Or is this person really trying to make you and us better? I am sick and tired of being divided. I am sick and tired of us arguing with one another over things that don't have an effect on your day-to-day life. That's why local issues are more important than national issues. I think cannabis should be decriminalized. Alabama Cabana's on before me. I think Alabama should have lotteries and casinos. Does that mean I'll go? No, I'm a sore loser. But that doesn't mean the people who want to go shouldn't have access to it. We are inundated by lobbyists in our local government, in our state government, our national government. We have people with dual loyalties. Knowing you cannot love both the same, these are the things that affect us. And these are the things we're distracted about. We're distracted about these things because they know once working people, once Port City Patriots realize we're in this together, then it's over for them. We'll vote them out and get some strong leadership in, people with integrity and character and honesty who don't give out sweetheart raises and that will tell the truth. That's why they keep us divided, City Patriots. They know once we realize that a 193 power bill to me is the same as a person who works at a job where they only earn $15 an hour. And at this time in Mobile, this time of year, you have to have AC. You're going to run it. Even if you set your AC on 77 degrees, it's still running 15, 16 hours out of 24 hours. They know that. And we should stop with the infighting amongst one another and stick to principles, good principles of truth, honesty. And that's what they're terrified of, Port City Patriots. And that's why I chose this topic tonight, that we all look at ourselves, at what we hold is holy or what we hold is true. Is it really, or are we looking up to a person? I would never ride another man's jock. I refuse to. I refuse to stick up for some man I don't know against men I do. You know, Calvin Klein ain't no friend of mine. I don't want nobody's name on my behind. That's Run DMC. You know, that's for Bob and Kirk. But listen, can't we just some things that we don't talk about and some things we just agree to disagree on? Some things we don't even bring up. There are topics I won't bring up even with my closest friends. And there are some topics with my close friends I can talk about anything. Because you mentioned the scripture earlier, Philip. What was it about Christ said about living peaceably with men?
As far as you are able.
Live peaceably with all men.
With all men.
That's it for tonight. I hope you guys learned something. I hope you take something away from this. I love the Port City. God bless the Port City. And happy birthday, America, on July 4th. I love you all. Thank you. Good night. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, sponsored by Newdrolics.